All right, we'll call the meeting to order. Start with a salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open floor for public comment. John, anything? Okay, approve the meeting, the minutes of the January 2021 board meeting.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie, second by Rich. Questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Treasurer's report is tabled. Wendy couldn't get in this week. She had some issues. So we'll get that. We'll do two of them next month. We should have a copy. She's going to send out a copy to everybody on Saturday, so if she's in, so, or Missy will send it out on Monday if she doesn't get to it. Correspondence, we have a letter from Jeanette Scott. Dear Mayor Valenti, on Sunday, January 10th, 2021, I discovered the water pressure at my home was almost non-existent. I phoned the village water department and left a message, knowing no one would be available until Monday morning. Monday morning, I received a call from the clerk, Missy Turner Buellen. Within 2 hours, our village maintenance workers, Pete and Tom, came to ascertain the problem. To ensure the problem was a broken pipe, they called on a member of an association, that was Rural Water, by the way, which Nassau is supposedly a member. Unfortunately, the equipment needed to pinpoint the problem was in use and they could not be on site until Tuesday. On Tuesday, using the equipment, they determined the leak was between the shutoff valve and my home. At that time, I contacted John Warner, who I solicited to be my agent. With that being said, the main purpose of this communication is to acknowledge the outstanding response I received, starting with the return call to the input and feedback from Pete and Tom. In addition to the people mentioned above, the Water Commissioner, Charlie Collins, came on site Tuesday to review the situation and render his conclusion. All these people spent an exorbitant amount of time during less than balmy temperatures working on the issue of my non-existent water. Please accept this letter as my recognition of a team that performed well and above the norm. Thank you, Jeanette Scott. All right, so everybody should have they have the reports in there. We have a police report. We have the DPW and water report. We have the pumping report. We're averaging 76,436 gallons per day for the month of January. And then you have a report from Craig in there. All right. Draft Village Police Reform Plan. Guy?
Hey. I sent you all a copy of the draft reform plan that the chief and I put together with the help of the community committee. It lays out our research and our findings about our department. And about, you know, some of the core issues that we've identified as needing to be addressed, as well as the Committee of Residents. And it sets out a series of seven goals and some actions to implement that will attempt to achieve those goals. This is the draft plan. It needs to be obviously reviewed by board members, but it also needs to be commented on by the public. We have until April 1st to adopt it as a village, which leaves us just one regular meeting between now and then, the next board meeting on March 10th. So, might be maybe a half hour instead of 15 minutes, but you know, we'll see. But I'd also like to make it available on our website, you know, this draft available on the website so people can look at it. It's a long document. It's about 25, 30 pages, so it's not something that you can just look at for 5 minutes and sort of understand, but it needs to be, I think, it needs to be, you know, read and digested a little bit, people think about it. So I would like to suggest that we, you know, put it on the website, make sure people know that it's there, that it's available to read and to make comments, solicit comments from people. And I don't necessarily want to, you know, have people wait until March 10th to come to the public hearing. I think that we should encourage people to submit comments, you know, throughout that time period. So some of those comments we can address before we even, you know, get to the hearing. You know, if we get any. But anyway, I'd like to, you know, to be able to do that so that we can get some good feedback. I will say, you know, the experience has been interesting. It was a lot of work over the last 6 months or so. The committee met about four times, and we had some really good conversations talking about, you know, sometimes difficult issues, but everybody, you know, was willing to discuss them, and you know, we had good conversations, and we have, I think we have a good plan to go forward with. Anyway, and I also would like to say that Jeanette Scott was one of the people on the board, and she had a lot of good contributions, so I you know, I really, you know, suggest that she's one of the outstanding citizens of our village, and I, you know, really appreciate her words of appreciation to the village employees and Charlie and everyone who was involved there. They're really good. That's a really good commendation from her. So, anyway,
I can look that on the web if you just draft up what you want to say about who's going to be contacted for comments ahead of time if they have any.
I think all the comments should come to the clerk. You put your email address. Then you collect them.
And then I just forward them to Guy?
No, I would say forward them to the board.
Yeah, forward
to the board.
But you be the collection point,
okay.
So that you know, when we have the hearing, we're going to want copies of all of those.
Okay, yeah.
Further, you know, that we received them as comments.
And then I'll forward them to the reform board. Okay.
Guy, I looked at it and read all of the pages. I thought it was done very well, and it had a lot of good key points to it. And I think you covered what I read. You pretty much covered, you know, the intent of this letter, and it was it looked really good. It really did. You know, kudos to everybody that was involved, and I'm not sure who did you write the whole thing based on.
No, most of it was Dan wrote a lot of it, and you know, I you know, wrote here and there, and I, you know, we all kind of you know, the entire group kind of got together, and well, we didn't get together, we did on teleconference, but you know, we came to, you know, a consensus about a lot of the things that we wanted to put in there, so it was easy to write when I had you know, notes from people, so that part of it wasn't too bad. It was, you know, doing all the due diligence on the, you know, the review of the police department was you know, that was the tough work, and also you know, the chief has been meeting with the reform groups with all the agencies across the county. So he spent a whole lot of time and effort doing those meetings. So, you know, again, this plan, it's not, a lot of it is really about our village, but it also sort of fits into the entire, you know, effort that's going on appreciate the kind words, Charlie.
Yeah. It was done very well. Very well.
So with regard to the, we're going to post this on the website. We're going to ask anyone to make comments on it and not to wait till the meeting, just to make comments as they come up. Comments will be directed to the clerk's email address, Missy's email address. And I think, so do you want these forwarded to all of your board members?
I actually think we can do it to the village board, because I think at this point we've turned it over. It's been turned over to the board.
That was my thought, but I just wanted to make sure.
If there are issues that, you know, we want to give back to the committee, that's one thing. But I think at this point, they've done a lot of work, and I think it's up to us now.
Okay. So then all the comments will be shared with the village board.
Yes, if I get any.
Yep, if you get any. All right. So you want to, all right, we'll set the public hearing for 7 o'clock then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll get to that down in resolution, so. All right, anything else on that?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Village of Nassau Public Health Emergency Plan. So I had been working on that. I'm not going to take credit for writing the whole thing verbatim, because I did get a template from a group that was putting that together, and a lot of it was just fill in your information. Which I went through and did, shared with all of the board members, got some comments back, updated it with the comments. And after that, I went to LaBerge, because they were working on those too also. So I just went to them for a review. So they reviewed it, and now we're at the point where we're ready to... take a look at that for the March meeting also, because that's another one that has to be adopted by April 1st. Currently, it's been turned over, had to be turned over to the police union. And I shared it by February 4th, which I did. I forwarded over to John Jurz and Nick Minuto, who are the union reps for the village. And so they have until... I asked them to have any comments that they would have back by March 1st. If I get those, I'll send them out to everybody so you can see their comments. And then this will be on the agenda next month also to adopt, so that we have that in place by April 1st as required under the law. All right, so that's where we are with that. Budget workshops. I started working on the budget. I want, you know, everybody to, you all have departments, so you know, you need to talk to your people, see if there's any unusual expenses. We're not concerned about day-to-day stuff that we do year in, year out. But if there's anything out of the ordinary, somebody needs a new computer, or you want a new piece of equipment or something, you know, we're going to want to know that before we start working on the budget. And you know, information about how much it costs, you know, that kind of stuff. So we'll need to get those together for, I would say if you could get those together and get them out to me by March 1st, I can get them incorporated and we'll see where we are.
Are we going to pick
Yeah, we will. We'll set, do you want to set them now or?
You can do it in resolutions if you want, or we can.
Bob, I just could, you know, you're more in tune to the water aspect of the village. Are we due for a tank inspection?
We had a tank inspection.
I believe it was last summer.
Was Randy here last summer? Because Randy was here when we did it. It was
before.
2 years ago.
That's every 3 years, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think we're due this year.
We're due, but I'll double check it.
I thought it was like every 5, but.
I think it's 3, Bob.
What is it?
For the state? 10.
10. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think 5 is sufficient. The tank's
it's not bad to do.
Almost 25 years old now.
So.
Damn.
Yeah, it'd be 25 years old. It's right now. It's 21 years old. you know, but 5 years, I think. I mean, we don't want to wait till there's water running down the side of it or something. But not this year, at any rate.
Okay.
All right. So, anyway, public hearings, we usually, or not public hearings, but we usually just do the next Wednesdays after the board meeting. So the board meeting's on the 10th, so the budget workshops will be the 17th, the 24th, and the 31st. As needed. I mean, you know, if we can wrap it all up in one, then we're done. But if we need three, we have three. So Missy will publish those, and we can use those dates if we need those.
Time?
I think we better stick with... How's everybody feel at like 7:30? Only because Rich...
I was saying no earlier than 7 for me.
Okay. It's going to be tied up with, you know, contact tracing and all that stuff.
That's fine. Fine with me.
You know.
So do you want to pick 7 or 7:30?
7:30.
Okay, and then do we have to approve the budget by April meeting? Do we have our public hearing in April?
We have to have our public hearing in April.
Right.
And then we usually approve it that night.
Okay, so the April meeting will be the public hearing for budget. Which we don't have to approve that tonight. I just want to write it down.
Yep. Don't worry, I'll remind you next month. All right, so we have a Homeland Security Advisory.
That's Guy.
Guy?
Yeah, so I just wanted to bring that to all of our attentions. That was issued on the 27th of January, so it was only, I guess it was 2 weeks ago now, but it talks about increased threats to government facilities, infrastructure, things like water systems, and electric systems. Obviously, we don't really have that here, but...
Well, we have a substation.
Given, you know, what happened in Florida recently with the attempt to, you know, sabotage the water system there, I thought that that's something that we should... Yeah, at least be aware of and discuss whether we want to take any sort of actions to more highly secure those facilities. I would also say, given what happened on January 6th in the Capitol, the meeting that you all are attending right now and that I'm here at home doing is, you know, potentially a place where... you know, something could happen. We, in the past, we've had an officer at, we've had, you know, the chief at this meeting, but, you know, given the pandemic, we've sort of gone away from that. There is an officer on duty. I don't know if we want to invite that or assign that officer to come and at least be in the area closer to the village hall when we have meetings. But it, I mean, this is just a, you know, this is an advisory. There's no specific information about a threat to us. But I think it's something to be to consider, given the some things that have been happening around the country.
Okay. Anyone of you, anybody got to chime in on? Have anything on that?
I do have a document. I didn't send it to the village. We don't have a remote dial-in on any of the water system, right?
Yeah.
That controls our chemical feed?
Some of it, yeah.
Yeah, well...
We have telemetry, right?
We have telemetry.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, because I didn't send it. I sent it to systems that had, like, remote SCADA systems where they can control things.
I don't know if... Who's the guy that does that? Smith, is it?
Yeah, Smith Controls.
Smith Controls.
Oh, wait a minute. Avante.
Avante. Can they can dial in and look. Well, they can dial in and look
yeah,
at things.
Yeah,
well,
right, because they did all the program.
Chemicals aren't added by a dial-up. No, we add the chlorine ourselves still. And
right.
So if that's the question,
I didn't send the document. There's a new document out that went today to. I forwarded it to systems that had SCADA, but I was pretty sure we don't.
Yeah.
We don't have it.
Okay. All right. Let's see. So. Resolutions, let's see. I'll open the floor for public comment before we go into resolutions. John, you good? All right. Set a special meeting Wednesday, March 16th, 9:15 p.m. for the election results.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Set a public hearing for police reform plan March 10th, 2021 at 7 p.m.
Motion.
Motion by Julia.
Second.
Second by Guy. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. Transfer $799.99 from 3120.4A to 1620.4A. Voucher 137 had a code error.
Yeah, I coded it wrong.
Yeah.
Make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Charlie. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Pay bills number 29. No. What?
Is that budget workshops? Just those dates?
Oh, I thought I did that.
Well,
budget workshops, 7:30 on the 17th, 24th, and 31st of March.
I make the motion.
Second.
Motion by Charlie. Second by Julia.
I wrote it down, 317, 324, 331.
Yeah, they're all Wednesdays, right? Because I don't have my calendar.
Yes. 17, 24.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Yes,
though.
They are. I wrote the calendar with them.
All right. 7:30. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Carried. Okay. Pay bills number 293 through 319 in the amount of $14,667.39 in the general fund and $10,019.11 in the water fund and $3,234.28 paid out of abstract.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Rich. Second by Julia. Questions on the bills? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second.
Second by Julia. We are adjourned. Okay, thank you all for coming tonight. Stay warm. Make sure you wish your Valentine a happy Valentine's Day.